Visiting with William Bounce of the Bryan Fire Department's Fire Marshal's Office. So recently, the fire department held its awards banquet.
We did. And our awards banquet's always held in January, typically. And it's an opportunity for us to come together as a department to recognize some individuals for their extraordinary dedication. It's always interesting because most all these individuals that work for us would simply tell you they were just doing their job. And that's just the way they feel about it. And we're really blessed to have that kind of individual throughout our entire organization, whether it be in admin, even our support services, or on the line, or are the law enforcement officers in the fire marshal's office. We are just completely full of dedicated employees that are just dedicated to the citizens' welfare. And but we do like to get together and fellowship and give some awards for dedication. And some of the recipients this year for some of our awards, technical difficulties. Okay. Employee of the year this year out of our department was Michael Wadrich. He's a 25-year-plus veteran with our department. Some of our local union awards that they started a few years ago, these are all awards that they give out. The first one was Iron Man Award. This award they started for the individual on the line that was on duty and responded to the most runs individually. And Justin Mack, firefighter, responded 882 runs during the year. We have some memorial awards that are given. Lieutenant Greg Pickard Award, which is a award for somebody with extraordinary fire knowledge and leadership, was awarded to Lieutenant Blake Barentine. The Lieutenant Eric Wallace Award, and this is a award for dedication to public education, was to one of our deputy fire marshals, Jared Burnett. The Operator Richard Lopez Award, which is a memorial award for Apparatus Operator of the Year. Richard Lopez died in a fire at the Tropicana Apartments back in the 80s. And that award was given to Operator Billy Huggins. We had, in addition to that, of course, we give Years of Service Awards, and I won't go through the entire list because we had many to give out, but I will mention the two that have been with us for 35 years, which is Chief Terry Barnett, our Assistant Chief, and the Chief of Training, which is Ricky Vann. Going back to the fire marshal's office for a moment, I would like to talk about something that happened in the city last week, which was we were able, Bryan Fire Marshal's office and College Station Fire Marshal's office together, was able to host the State Fire Marshal's Office development training here at the CEOC in Bryan.
And CEOC is for
the
those.
Emergency Operations Center that's housed in Bryan in the basement of the Wimberly Building. We had a great time, three-day training. They received a lot of great training out of it. We were able to sit in with the training with it, gave us a lot of our continuing ed hours that we may need in various topics. It was a great time to network and fellowship with the investigators, licensing investigators, inspectors from this region and some of the adjoining regions of the State Fire Marshal's Office. And so it was just a really great time. We enjoyed hosting that.
Very good. In the meantime, everybody stay dry and stay slow and have the lights on when the windshield wipers are gone.
Absolutely. Just take a little extra time and caution so we don't have as many accidents and we don't have any fatalities. Just slow it down a little and use your lights and wipers very liberally. But mainly just slow down and look far ahead. Be prepared for anything to happen so that you can adjust for it.
William Bounce, Deputy Fire Marshal, City of Bryan, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.